next week, I mean? Yeah, next week it's 2 p.m., the regular slot in this room. Like a Shabbos and Freilich and Chanukah. And after the Bechina, we take a recess until the first Thursday of the new semester, which I think is approximately the 17th or so, with Mila and Geirus. Usually Rabbi Tendler starts with Mila.
Okay. It's chus to be part of this Chabur again. I want to thank Rabbi Haber for his assistance in too many ways that I can enumerate. I don't want to embarrass him, so I thank him very much. Give you all a bracha. You should one day have a talmud like Rabbi Haber. If you have one talmud like that in your career, it'll be a worthwhile career. Okay. I wanted to pick up a few pieces that we left off with last time. We spoke about a little bit about the plata. And that's such a point of controversy. Everyone's talking about it afterwards. I figured I'll go right back to just start where we left off. We had mentioned that Shemir Shabbos Kilchasa, although he has some leniencies, nonetheless he prohibits Hanacha Mitchila on a plata. And the question which we dealt with was, why should it be Aser? There's no Shem Yechate. And the fact that he's Matir Hachzara, normally Hachzara is Aser. Hachzara presumably does for one of two reasons. Either because of Shem Yechate or Nirek HaMavashel. So since there is a concept of Nirek HaMavashel, when it comes to Hachzara, that we pass in Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Beferish, and Mechaber, says Nirek HaMavashel. And nonetheless, the Shemir Shabbos is Matir Hachazara on a plata. So the question is, so why isn't he Matir Hanacha also on a plata? What's the difference between the two? So I gave it Teretz, and then Rabbi Neuwirth, in his Haskama to my Sefer, was very happy. He wrote a Lashon, and this is so-called Haskama. He writes like this. He says, somewhere. He made us some kind of expression. Oh yeah. And he wrote Shakfot Torah, so Tirei to Sefer Shmir Shuras Shrira Shabbos Kachasa Karoi. He was happy to see that I gave a good answer to the question that I asked against him. What's the difference? So the answer was, we find this elsewhere. If you recall the beginning of Ashir, in the very beginning, then we had a case like this. Hachzara's Mutter by Akira Ketuma, according to the Ram. Why? Ran holds Hachzara also because of Nerekim Avashah. So Akira Ketuma is not Nerekim Avashah. Yet, Hanacha on Akira Ketuma is also. So apparently you see that the exact same circumstance could be Nerekim Avashah with respect to Hanacha, not Nerekim Avashah with respect to Hachzara. So I said, oh, that's my Tirutz Karoi. And the Shemir Shabbos Kachazah, that's what he holds when it comes to a hatrei, a plata. It's considered Nirek HaMavashah with respect to Hanacha, but not Nirek HaMavashah with respect to Hachzor. I don't understand why it should be that way. Mamad HaShokhi, they're cooking or they're not cooking, but that's it. So I mentioned that Rabbi Shimon Eider said that he has to kash the Rav Moshe, Shailat Rav Moshe, hatrei, as he called it, hot plate, hatrei. And his lashon was, he says these things are noadu lachimun v'lo lebishul. They're made for heating and not for cooking. Rav Moshe writes back, "In mi efshel is bashel, then it's mutter." So it's tonachid hadlo v'sar. He has noadu. He said mi efshel is bashel. But many poskim assumed that Rav Moshe was answering the question that he was asked. Petmimus. So in the Piskei Tshuvas, in Reish Nun Gimel Tezayin, and in the Shabbos Kitchen, which is also very good sefer, page 43, they both said that Rav Moshe's mekel Hanacha lechatchila on a plata. And I told you, Rabbi Ida told that to me about Pet. It's hard for me to understand it from the Lashon Efshar. And moreover, Rav Moshe is in the same piece about a steam table, as he called it. Steam table, Efshar is Bashal Shon. Vimkenu memela derech bishul. Nope. There too, no cooks on a steam table. Afal bikeni asad. I mentioned it after Reuven. He said, Beferish, he has even Hachzara. He's more Machmer than the Shemir Shabbos. Frankly, it seems to be double or nothing. I mean, I gave a Teretz Karoi, but it seems to be Bepshuto, that it should be double or nothing. So, the question becomes, what's the case? If, we mentioned this last time, discussion, If it doesn't reach Yatza Ledesvo, it's never a problem. And if it reaches Yatza Ledesvo, it's going to always be Efshel Levashel Mayim. So I suggested that Rabbi Moshe really means, if you look at his Lashon, it's Derech Bishul if you can cook this food on this plat. Even though it's normally not done there. If you can't cook this food on this plata, even though you can cook some other food on the plata, such as water, it's okay. Losh Nevar Moshe, it's hard to count every single word, but it Efshel Lihisbashel Shom. Not Levashel, Lihisbashel. Count every letter. Lihisbashel means that this food can be cooked there. So this food can be cooked there. Where do we find this Yisod? That's our Ran. The Rabbi spoke about it last time. The Ran said, if you recall, we spoke about it at the last year, that's the Ram which the Shmir Shabbat, which the Bir Halacha quotes and says, well, the Beis Yosef didn't accept it. Yeah, but it didn't accept it, but the Maisa, the Ran did say it. The Ran we saw yet last week. The Ran says that it depends if you can cook this particular food in this particular place. If you can, it's us. If you can't, it's Mutter. It's not Nira Kim of Vashel. And that's what we thought. The Lashon Ran means Ein Derech Lis Bashel Shom. And Rav Moshe says, E Efsher Lis Bashel Shom. Okay, but in any event, the common denominator is that they are both discussing whether this particular food either can be cooked there or is normally cooked there. As I mentioned to you last time, since in our Medina, almost no one cooks with a hot treth, or hot treth was had the gum, as the dry foods. One final question that Neuwirth writes in this. And that has scum of his, but this is the shaila that of his Rebbe Rabbi Shlomo Zalman had with respect to the crock pot. And then he says, crock pot you cook with? I don't understand what he means by this. I haven't seen him since then. So I'm just letting you know that this is something which I don't fully grasp. And I saw him once, I gave him a copy of the sefer, but he was too busy. He had a lineup as usual around the block, so I couldn't ask him this question. So if you see him, you can ask him what this means. Adarabba, please. Okay. Once I talk about this Ran, we sort of glossed over it quickly last time. If you recall, I read you the Darkei Moshe Ha'aruch. That he's saying he's basing the Kula not on the Ran, the famous Ran, the Ran was based upon the Yerushalmi about that this Ar Hanocha is really Hachzara. That wouldn't work over here because Hachzara Betocha is also. The Rambo is basing himself, the Darkei Moshe is basing himself on the other Ram, the Ramish the Mishnah Berurah and Bialach doesn't like. Because why doesn't he like it? Because if Yosef Kara didn't like it, Bais Yosef, it's true, Svadim shouldn't like it, or Ashkenazim. The Ramah does like it. The Ramah seems to actually pass in this way in Darkei Moshe. And therefore, this distinction of whether this particular food can be cooked, is normally cooked, although the Bialach has some to make short shrift of it, it actually may be the Yisod of the Minig Yisrael that the Ramah is recording. That so therefore we in fact can understand this Yisod. So again, the Mogen Avraham understood the Darkei Moshe and the Ramah differently. And he understood him differently, and then he shlugged it up. He thought it was incorrect. If you want to take a look in this Mogen Avraham, we didn't read it last time. It's in Sivkot and Lamed Hei. That's when we didn't see it last time. I apologize if we didn't see it. Let's find it. Here we are. 26. M. 26 M. Here the Rambo says M going over to N. Yesh matir nita natocha taner shaf b'yom. A whole story. Okay. So the Mogen Avraham says, he's quoting the Darkei Moshe. Kosev Beis Yosef, Nogu lahachzer, Mikomiko mashma, the osur, the dafka gaba shari, avalo l'tocha. Right? So whatever kula the Ramo has is only al gaba, not l'tocha. Right? So this is a very important yisod. He quotes the Darkei Moshe. And he explains, Pirish, it's on the second column, first narrow line, Pirish. The Madamina Begamar, the Tocha Osir, Heinrich, and the Ptolemy Bodyom, for the Zero Achecha Shecha, Ukabosh Gosav, the Sif base. I will not the Rishabas Mutlach Zero, the Grufa Tuma, Philo the Tocha, the Zakeva, etc., etc. That's what the Mogen Avraham says.
What does Ketuvah mean over there?
Covered. But Tzara Chiyan, the Haran lo kosav heter lo havi ketchilas atmana kevan shahoyasham b'shabbos. Avul inyan heter tocha lo mahani zeh. He doesn't understand how it could possibly work. It's against the Gemara. Because again, the whole chiddush of the Mogen Avraham, of the Ran, basically Rishalmi, was that our hanoch is like achzor. But achzor betocha is a mefurish Gemara that it does. This is the kasha of the Mogen Avraham, doesn't like the Rambo at all. It says it's Zaki Moshe is very difficult. Doesn't understand it at all. The answer we gave was, you're right. That's not what Zaki Moshe said. He really based upon the other Ran. The Ran that says that we can be make if that particular food is not being normally cooked in that place. That's his basis. Yes, sir.
I understand you can understand for Rabbi Moshe the way you're understanding it.
Okay.
First of all, the question you asked last week is so obvious. If so, everything is dark to cook in an oven. So, and the Rabbi is specifically talking about putting things back in the oven and you took out of the oven. So how can if the whole answer is based on you don't know what cooking in the oven.
No. Slow. You have to understand that if you remember the Dr. Moshe we saw last time, he was discussing a situation, if you recall, in which a very limited situation. The limited situations which found right here in Ramah. Litan Atocha Taner, let's look on top here, page 26N. She'ofa bo mi bod yom. The me'acha shalo t'mina bo rak ofa bo mi bod yom. Lo nisha bo rak hevel ma'at. V'ein lochash lebishul. What do you mean, ain't lochash lebishul? Of course, no bishul. It means not even nirekha mevasha. Right? It's not even nirekha mevasha. That's what the Ramah talked about. It's a very limited case. It's only in this limited case, if you look at the Dark of Moshe, and look at the close to Beis Yosef, that's the limited case in which he's matir litocha, and it's based on the Ram. But if you take a typical case of our ovens, which are certainly cooked in at 350, wherever you leave it on for Shabbos, you cook it at that temperature, so presumably that violation would exist. Someone asked me last week, what will happen if you turn the oven down to a very low temperature, which you couldn't cook at all, you can only reheat? So that ain't a chanami. That might be included in this heter that we have over here, which is although I'm not sure, because with pashas it's not that way. With the case that we're discussing over here, Tanner she'ofel bo mi bod yom. What do you mean? It's always ofel bo mi bod yom. So if you look in the small print, it'll explain. The Mishnah Berurah quotes it. Ofel bo mi bod yom means the only time you heated this oven was to do the original cooking. It was never heated for the express purpose of maintaining or warming food on Shabbos. So it means if you turned off the fire, it'd be that way. But now, if I put the fire on before Shabbos, just in order to put the food back in on Shabbos, that would not be included b'pshuto in this heter of Ofel bo mi bod yom, even if it's a somewhat lower temperature. So I don't think that we can extend it to that kind of a case. But let me continue. Let me what are other problems with. I'm happy to try to answer them if I can. Please.
Well, I'm not sure that the Rambam was talking about the case. The Rambam you spoke about, which is, that permits you to put
food which is normally not cooked in that situation, you put into that situation.
So
even though other foods that be cooked in.
That would be a case where there is some sort of heat source still there.
Correct.
So,
that Ran is an independent heter, which would permit, in and of itself, placing, and in that, and as far as that Ran is concerned, is a dispute between Rav Yosef Karo and the Ramah, would that extend to Latocha? Because it's not based on the Gemara. If the other Rishalmi, which means Hanoch, is like Hachzor Latocha is also. That can't be Mutla, impossible. It's only this particular Ran which may work even the tocha.
So, but, I'm just thinking dark and Moshe.
Please.
The Noam Hector with Ramsha, Tsiyun, and Atan, or Badan Khan, and Kadivir Ran.
What page are you on?
25.
Let's take a look.
So I understood that to mean that it was cooked enough.
25 what? 25.
Plain 25.
Regular 25. Okay, there are more. We read it last week. Dark and Moshe of cotton Ches.
Yes.
Yeah. Cotton Ches. Okay.
So
okay, once but Noah can head to the third line. But Dvarim Shotziyum and Atana, Vadayin chamin kedivrei haran. Then he adds, "Umashachilik bitzav beis Yosef beinasina alakir olasocha zeh lo niska bedivrei haran." Elisha beis Yosef chilek meyatzal bekach. So I asked last week, chilek meyatzal bekach? It's just quoting the Gemara. The Gemara says hachzor olatocha is also. The teretz is he doesn't mean that ran. He means the other ran, the ran that says that if it's not the normal thing to cook this item there, they never made an Isser of Nirukah Mavasha. Uh-huh. With respect to that Ram, there's no distinction anywhere that we know about between Al-Gaba and Al-Tofa. So what's your question?
If it's so seeming in a time, or I just was assuming that it was cooked there, and if so, that would be something which is normally cooked in
there. Then if that's what it means, then I'm wrong. But I don't see why.
Not necessarily what you're saying.
It was kept
warm in the oven, and then it was.
Right. I don't see. I mean, if that's what it means, then I'm wrong. I admit I'm completely wrong if that's what it means. But I didn't mean it that way.
Okay.
I don't. If it has to be your way, then I withdraw what I said. But I can understand it differently. That, you know, I took it from a tanner, and now I'm putting it back. In a somewhat different situation, either in a different tanner or in a different circumstance of the tanner, maybe we'll consider it to be a different circumstance if it was, again, there's no heat anymore, it's only residual heat. That's the case he's talking about. That's how I read it. Okay, so either it's the same tanner but it's a different circumstance. You cook the tanner when it's a big fire, now it's just residual. So that might be a pshat. Okay, Rabbosai, these are some of the things I wanted to discuss which are left over from last time. Yes?
What about hatmona on a hot day?
Hatmona. Now, we haven't discussed hatmona at all. In a minute, hatmana is asur if it's what's called mosif chol, mosif hevel, even on Friday. If it's dove which is not mosif hevel, it's asur on Shabbos. That's a 1 minute summary of Hilchos Hatmana. We pass on the halacha that mosif hevel means whether it's the towels themselves are mosif hevel or it's the fire underneath the towels that's mosif hevel. So therefore, it's a problem. People don't realize that. They take pots, put it on a hot plate, and they cover with towels and before Shabbos. Not allowed.
Oh, so the hot plate counts as fire underneath?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so, it's not a normal fire, but it's
heat. Heat? Does that have to be a normal fire? Heat?
I can't do a ton on a radiator either.
Right.
It's that's right. It's of being most ephemeral.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. Okay. A lot of things we didn't get a chance to talk about at all, and I feel bad, but let me just, I don't want to leave it out completely. We had the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, if you recall, Ha'ara Kuf Yud Beis. We never got to the bottom of it last time. I tried, but ran out of time.
So, since the topic of Toph was mentioned,
yes.
Can there be a comment on the Amok of when you mentioned the Toph of a crackpot?
I thought that Toph of a crackpot is Asur. I thought that the if a person even uses a crackpot and it's Matir Hanoch, it's Matir, it's no Yisra Atmona, either we hold like Rav Moshe, that's lost, a little bit is exposed. Or like a Shlomo Zalman, pick it up with pennies or marbles, whatever it'll be. So there's no Easter of Hatmona. And Hashihia is Bechlal Sal because you can half cook before Shabbos. So Bechlal, no problem. But if you plan to take it off and put it back, you run into a serious problem. A, it's hard to make a blech. Even if you do make a blech, the Pashim, when you put it back, it's considered to be Tocha. And Tocha is a Mefurash and Mechaba, then it's awesome. You can kvetch out, you know, there's a whole discussion of what's considered to be Tocha. After all the kvetcherai, it seems to me it's probably still tough. Maybe some might disagree on various bases, but the passion shouldn't be allowed.
So, is there any way to serve from a crackpot twice then, according to the?
Yes, there is a way, easy way. First thing you want to serve, just take your spoon, put it into the crackpot, take the food out, and then the last thing you want to serve, take the crackpot off. Ah, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, how do you put your spoon into the crackpot which is on the fire? We all know that chumra we spoke about weeks ago. That Hagosa al Gabi Ha'esh, and some even extend Hagosa to just dishing out. So the Mefarshim say that Hagosa itself is a chumra, we don't even understand where it comes from. And dishing out is a chumra al Gabi chumra. And the Mishnah Berurah says that there's no good alternative, that we're going to relax the minig to usually not do it. That's the thing in my house all the years. We used to raise the show on Friday night. And my wife, for some reason, didn't want to have any, we don't have a problem, we have a slow cooker. So we shouldn't have any hatmana issues, etc. And if you want to do that, we could. I said, why don't you just take a piece of tin foil, put it on the bottom, so you can raid the chont and put it back. No. So we have to know immediately the besa, the rebbetzin determines. So there's still no tin foil on the bottom of the slow cooker. So whoever wants to raid the chont has to raid it while it's still on the oven, still on top of the crock pot. Just dish, you know, don't stir it, just dish it out. We're make or make it right there. That's all. Yes? It's fully cooked. Yeah, you're making a very good point. Chas v'shalom to raid the cholent before it's completely 100% cooked. Then you run into a big problem. That is a shalom bishop for raisa chalila. Either even just dishing out a little bit and even covering, you're completely correct. So they used to raid the cholent very late at night. By that time it was considered completely cooked. Yes?
Yes, sir. Regarding the Hatmana, we said about the crock pot, even though there's actual espace between
the what and what?
Between the crock pot and what you're inserting inside?
The truth is, there's very, very little space. Maybe you can do, it's hard to know, you have to get an x-ray. But the way it's made, it's meant to be an exact fit. It's tapered, it's meant to be an exact fit. Now, I assume the exact fit doesn't mean the grating is going to be, but it's such a small airspace that's not noticeable, not intended to be, would not count to be making. If you pick it up a little bit, since it's tapered, to pick it up a half an inch, so everywhere along the borders, it's not going to be touching. It's going to be off by a significant, by half an inch. That's already mutter. I agree with you. That's what the people have marbles or other things to pick it up, all kinds of things. Okay. Yes. So I started saying we have other things we didn't get a chance. This is the Shmir Shabbos footnote. Kuf Yud Beis that we mentioned last. What page is that? I'm sorry. I have
54.
54. Thank you very much. So page 54, our Kuf Yud Beis, here the Shmir Shabbos says that if you're stuck, what do? You take a metal pan or a plate, turn it upside down, and the problem is solved. What do you mean the problem is solved? He quotes a whole bunch of Mar Makomas, Mishnah Berurah, here and there and here and there and everywhere. Okay? So it's okay, it's Alach HaSafucha. And I mentioned last week, V'ayin Od! Simen Reishn and Gimel Siv Gimel V'Bir Aloha. V'ayin Od. Ayin Od means Deachol Lekas. How can Mishnah Berurah argue on himself? He's quote his with his sign language. The Ayin Od means Deachol Lekas. The Mishnah Berurah is arguing on himself. That's impossible. He can't argue on himself. So the answer is as follows. If you look up all those cases that he quotes over the Hetera, every one of them is based upon this famous Ran in Yerushalmi. If you look carefully, if you look very carefully in the source that he quotes, end of Resh and Tesin, Mishnah Berurah comes from the Mogen Avraham, Kivega the Rest of Kasha, and the answer is that the Mogen Avraham and his Kitzah Hilchos Shi in the back of Resh and Tes is relying on the Minig of the Ramah Resh and Gimel Siv Beis based upon the Yerushalmi. If you took it off on Shabbos, put it back on Shabbos, we do not treat it as Hachzara, as Hanacha, we treat it as Hachzara. So this Mishnah Berurah that he quotes over here, Pei Aleph is based upon the same thing. And if you look carefully in all the sources, it's all gone to the same thing. Contrast that with the Be'er Halacha, Resh and Gimel Siv Gimel, Be'er Halacha, that's the Igara Din. That's if you hold that, that's if you don't rely on that Yerushalmi, on that so-called Yerushalmi. If you don't rely on the Ran, if you call the Ramos is Tov LaHachmir, Adkan. That's the answer to these theories. The man is a Pel on the Shmir Shabbos. He himself doesn't rely upon this Ramos / Ran / Yerushalmi. That's a Shas Adcha Godol, as he puts it before. Some kind of Shas Tzora Godol Ma'od. And here, when it comes to this Eitzah, he's making with a much lower threshold. That doesn't make sense. It's a contradiction. So, if you ever want to write a letter to the author of Shmir Shabbos, you're going to ask this. It's a good kasha, I think. I'm not saying there's no possibility to be making, but it's only for those who are relying upon the Ramah who says not to rely on him. Tov l'achmir. So therefore, I'm not so into this yisod. It seems to me it's a bit difficult to rely upon this. Now it's interesting in the Mishnah, in the Shmir Shabbos earlier. I'm not sure if we have it here. Let's see. Do we have this page? 1 second. Zion. We should have it. Zion. I think it's a page. I'm afraid we don't have it. I apologize. It's footnote Samach Vov. Maybe for the next run, you'll add an extra page, Rabbi. Footnotes. I don't think we have footnote Samach Vov here. There he says, someone relies upon the Ramah, quote, Tov yasem yaniach tzalachas afucha mitachas nakdera. So I asked the question, and I saw this. What do you gain? It's a covered fire. Mind if it's covered once, mind if it's covered twice. I didn't know what in the world it was talking about. Acha zochi silinza when chshmir shavas kachasa chelak gimel. The slim volume chelak gimel. You know he has chelak gimel. Rav Shlomo Zalman Zechatag Lebrach went over the whole sefer from beginning to the end and made comments, expanding on what he was quoted as saying. Sometimes backing out, sometimes whatever, new things. So there in chelak gimel on this hara, on our hara, kuf yud bay, the one we do have. This is the lashon of Rav Shlomo Zalman. He says the second kisui, the second covering, achieves that it's eino derech bishul. Where did he get it from? So the Bir Halacha said, the one, the famous Bir Halacha we spoke about last week, says, quote, "Dikteira reikones omedes rak listo mescho makira." So it's not a shinui derech bishul. So the Shlomo Zalman, he had a second covering, that's already a shinui from derech bishul. That's very difficult, seems to me. It's very hard to rely upon that. Very hard. We understood the heter of Kedera, Agabe Kedera, was only in a case where there's a liquid medium. That's Pshat the Prima Gadam for Tuv Tam. You have two covers, five covers, 100 covers. Doesn't mean anything. It's all the same as one cover. Oh, there's a liquid medium. That's where it works. There's no liquid medium. So then it doesn't accomplish anything. It's just two covers, five covers. What's the difference? I thought it makes no difference whatsoever. It's interesting. Rav Moshe asks steam tables. I mentioned this earlier in the shiur today. The question is, why is he asking steam tables? The fire is heating the water. The water is heating the food. It's mamash ahet of kedera, gabe kedera. Mamash. Why is he asking steam tables? Why shouldn't every steam table be included in the heter of kedera, gabe kedera? Go to the calf, the steam table. They have, you know, underneath is a fire, and the fire heats up with water. The water, obviously, steam comes up, and that steam will then keep the potatoes and the chicken hot. Fakert, we learned last week that a kedera rekanit is weak, and a kedera maleah is a better head. And every steam table is a kedera malaya squared. It's filled with boiling water. So I thought the neighbor of Moshe held with my svara. My svara was that the whole nature of the head of kedera gabi kedera is that the primary cooking is what's on the bottom. I'm eating cholent. And on the top I put a piece of kugel. I'm eating chicken soup. Top I put a piece of chicken. So therefore it's not considered derek and mevasha, because what's on the fire? No, what's on? What's on? You know what's on? Cholin, chicken soup. On top, a little appendage. But for the thing on the bottom, you're going to pour down into the sewer. So what's on? What's on top? So when it comes to a steam table, what do you do with that water? You ever go to the cafeteria? It's nice hot water. What do they do with it when the day is over? They pour it out. Down the drain. So maybe Rav Moshe, that's not an adequate heter. But if that's Pshat Rav Moshe, Then what they call the kedera blech would also be no good for the same reason. The kedera blech, the water is poured down the drain when Shabbos is over. So that's why I'm not such a big fan of the kedera blech. Although I can see where others would disagree and say that as long as it's indirect heat, maybe it's considered to be included in the heter that the Shulchan Aruch has of kedera al gabe kedera. Chazon Ish goes further than that. Chazon Ish says the heter is what? It's only b'em tzol sacham, and it's indirect heat. And he says, in that case, it's not considered on the eish at all. It's not considered on the eish at all. The problem with that is against the prima gadim that we had last week. Prima gadim said, if you have kedera, gabi kedera on Friday, you have to make sure it's half cooked. Why? Kod chaznish, not on the fire at all. Pasha, not on the fire at all. So again, I can't say it's wrong, but it certainly gets a prima god. Nonetheless, I think the ikas svar of the Chazon Ish is correct. It has to be indirect heat, and it's ein derech bishul bekach. I think that's exactly the correct pshat in this heter. And If this is the basis, one could argue that a keder blech is mutter. It is, after all, indirect heat. So, I'm not saying yes or no. I'm saying it's questionable. I think Rav Moshe's steam table is still, might apply to it as well. Chazanish's insistence on indirect heat as being the single criterion, that's the impression you get from him, is might lead to be lenient in the keder blech. So, you know, those who do it, but I'm not convinced that it's an adequate answer. I just don't know. I'm not sure. No, it's two sheets of metal, and you fill it up in between with water, and then you pour it out after Shabbos is over.
What if you would use the water? Tea.
If you make, if that becomes a style, if you do it, that's going to help you do it. But if you start a new style, buy a keder blech. And as soon as you take the chulent off, look what you have. We'll make a spigot on the side, and you'll be able to use it for tea. Be meridic. If that becomes the fad, I think that I would be much more inclined to be lenient.
If you were to use it, though, you'd have to sort of satisfy the laws of Shahia, right? So you'd have to have the water hot before Shabbos.
Okay. Right? Okay. Okay, I think it's pretty hot anyway for Shabbos. Okay, anyway, I don't think that's a style yet, though. I think Tov Avon's throwing it out. I think so. So, if you want us to create a new style, start a website, Keder Blech, a blog, and then start a new style. Okay.
Put the tea in before Shabbos and solve that problem.
If it's hot before Shabbos.
Put the tea in the water before Shabbos.
Oh, look at this! We should have a new style. I love this. It's very creative. You should have a keder that filled with tea. This way you'll have it. That's meridic. Wowee, see? The creative spirit I never ceases to amaze. Okay, make a second dollars on it. Wait a second, it's time to make a patent. Okay. Yeah. So that's another important issue. Fine. I must tell you, though, I have to confess, that this prima godim, as much as we keep referring back to it, and the Tuv Tam that the Bialach quotes it as far as Reish and Gimel, I'm still not convinced he's correct in Reish and Ches. In Reish and Ches, just to repeat one more time, Prima Godim is assuming that if you have something on Gabe Kedera on Friday, it has to be at least half cooked, because there's no dispensation of, as we explained, of Kedera, Gabe Kedera, with respect to Shem Yechate Be Gecholah. I'm not sure if he passed like that Prima Godim. I'm not sure if he passed in that way. Perhaps we can paskin that there's no chashash chitur. The Mogen Avraham said there's no chashash chitur. That's what he said. Even though he pinned it on the Magen Mishnah, the Magen Mishnah has never said it. Okay, so the Mogen Avraham said it. So it was an inner accurate attribution to the Magen Mishnah. But maybe it's correct anyway. Maybe it's correct anyway. The Shulchan Aruch Harav is Mekel. He said he's Mekel. That is Shehiya al Gabi Kedera Malaya is Muteris, even if it's not half cooked. It's no worse than a regular blech. And the Shulchan Aruch Harav, though, concedes that he's against the Magen Avraham. Because the Prima Godim is just quoting the Magen Avraham. So it's the Magen Avraham who said this Yisod. However, I wanted to be Medayik in the Lashon of the Magen Avraham. Maybe it's not that way. Do we have that? Is Reish Nun Ches here in the Shulchan Aruch, or only in Mishnah Berurah?
I'm not sure
if we have a Mishnah, the regular Shulchan Aruch. I'm not sure if we have it here. Any event, the Lashon of the Magen Avraham in Siman Reish Nun Ches is quote: "The im haktera hatachtona omedas al gabi ha'esh yesh lo din shihui." Could be the Bialach actually quoted verbatim. 26Q, thank you so much. Appreciate it. 26Q, thank you very much. As I quoted verbatim here, 26Q, I'm going to run it circled. So the Prima Godim understood it to mean, this goes up to 26R, what we said until now, as an Easter of Shehiya, if it's less than half cooked. I'm not convinced, because if you look carefully, what's the context over here? The context over here is Hatmana. So when the Magen Avraham said what he said, he meant this Hasidim of Shia as opposed to Hatmana. That's what he meant. He didn't mean you have to have half cooked. Lo Hayit Rami Olam. Otherwise, it's still Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham, Resh Nun Ches Aleph is saying this, and the Magen Avraham earlier in Simon Resh Nun Gimel Sifkaton Lamed Gimel Sifkaton Lamed Gimel, page 26M, talks about the Panadish Mekadera Gabe Kadera. It says the Kevan Jain Barotav Embush of Bishul Umishim Chitu Inam Elekal Lemigzar Shein Derach Bishul Bekach Fisher Kadera of Stag. Who's the quote? Magid Mishnah Chav Beis Dalad Lo Hoyu Devarim Meolam. The Magid Mishnah never heard of Shem Yechat. The Magid Mishnah only talking about Nirek and Bavashim. Okay. Afal Pika and the Magid Ram did say it. So he shouldn't be contradicting himself from 26M to 26Q. You have to say it is Teretz. He never met what the Prima Gadam attributed to him. He only met the Shia as opposed to Atmana. Okay, so there are some leniencies over here. There are both sides. Siyata the Shema and some leniencies. Okay.
So if you go that approach and the Chumrah that we mentioned earlier about insisting on a Kedera Gavik,
wouldn't be required. Wouldn't be required. Before Kedera Gavik, this make Kedera Gavik, Kedera Lechuli Amamut. Correct. But again, that's the Magen Avraham. But the Prima Gadam understood it differently. And Alter Rebbe understood that the Prima Gadam's understanding of the Magen Avraham was also that way. But my personal view was the other way, based on Lamed Gimel. So, right. That's another reason I'm very, even though I'm not completely convinced that there is Mutter, but Lamayah is a Matarit, because Chab is Matarit, and the Ramah is unclear to Deus, but this new wrinkle, perhaps it's Mutter even according to the Magen Avraham. We didn't get a chance at all to talk about Ayadei Nochri. I just didn't have a chance to talk about it yet. What's the din of all these things, Ayadei Nochri? So we saw them in Shulchan Aruch, Ayadei Nochri, everything is awesome. Everything is awesome. So we gave an example, what happened to the Shvus, the Shvus, the Makam. Where's the Bir Halacha? Reish Nun Gimel. We had, talking about that, where's that? Where's the Reish?
42,
thank you very much. But there are Moses. Everything that's us, it's us as a guy also. Page 42. Kol ha-dvarim she'osu, the last one in the Ramah, osu lom ala'en Yehuda lasos. Whatever you can't do, a guy can't do. Fine. If you look at the Bir Halacha there, the Ramaskil lahachin, where the Ramah concludes the last line, also, Lamei Yehudi Lahacha Makadam Nitzdane says the Bir Halacha. Vafilu Davi Yavesh and Itzbashel Mikvar Vinitzdane Legamri. Next page 43. Af the Ein Vavishim Chashash Bishul Od. Nonetheless, also the Chama Betana Afir the Yehudi. Fine. It's Moshe Lachatchila. And even the Yevid. I don't have to go into the Yevid now, which should be presumably would be awesome. Then he says, quote the Prima Gadim, who says, Shvus, the Shvus, the Tzorech, Shabbos, Shara, the Chatchila. And by Davi Yavish, it's only a Shvus. Efshar, the Hamekel, Bazaar, the Ein Yehudi, Ein Goarin Bo. And he says, of a Simon Zem, Masham, become a Poskim, the Ein Sovim came, and they don't agree with this Prima Gadim. This is what he says. Is what he says. Fine. Now, what do you mean, Kama Poski? The Ramah is beferish that it's Azar. What Kama Poski? The Ramah asks it. So we have to suggest what he means is maybe he's understanding the Ramah is referring to a Dover Lach, but maybe when it comes to a Dover Yavesh, it's only Kama Poski. Maybe the Ramah wouldn't say that way. The Magen Avraham, as a matter of fact, in Sifkaton Lamed Zayin, where would that be? What are those 26 Qs there again? Where's Lamed Zayin? Lamed Zayin would be 26N, where he says, Mr. Brook makes reference to it. What's the Magen Avraham there say? Dovah Yavesh. It's also that a guy put back is mutter b'di'evet. See the chatchila. It's also that's the kama poskim, even though it's davar yavish. What's the pshat? Why is it also shvus to shvus? So we explained last time. You're not asking a guy to play music at a shevet brachos. on Shabbos. I had to shvus to shvus. No, it's a gzera atu. The guy will play the music when it breaks. You'll fix it here too. The guy will put it on, and when you'll be mechata b'gacholim. If you look at Rav Shechta Shlit the Sefer and Eretz Hatzvi, he says this is so. Others have said it as well. It's interesting, in that same Bialach we started with, he quotes that not only is it also to do Hachzara through a guy, but so too Hanocha B'tchila. Now it's not so poshut. It's not so poshut. You know, you can make a distinction. We already pointed out, and I just don't have too much time to go into it, the proofs, that we hold Mikra Din, that Hachzara is also Mishm Shem Yechata, since the Mikra Ramah, as opposed to the Mechava as Nirekam Avashim. But Hanocha is also on a covered fire only Mishum Nirekam Avashim, not Katav Shem Yechata. That being the, it's like the rush against the Rabbeinu Tam, that also we were remembering. So this should come out a possibility, believe it or not, and I don't want to make any coolest lemais because most people aren't knowing Lachal, but in Lavdus, it should be this way. And if you're stuck, not the chatchila, if you're stuck, can you ask a guy to put something from the refrigerator onto a covered fire? What's the lumdus? Shem yechata, there isn't, because it's covered. Nirek mevashos is this classical case of shvus to shvus from makom mitzvah makom tzarech. That should emerge. The Mishnah Berurah seems to equate the two. That ayde nachri in hakzar on an open fire, ayde nachri hanacha on a covered fire. And the way we said, not necessarily haba hatalia, not necessarily. Hamzara taught to rely upon this mekila, but Hanacha, there's more room. If there is some room anyway, to be somewhat lenient.
Even the Valach.
I'm sorry.
Even the Valach.
No, the Valach is a different story.
Even
I understand. The Valach is a shayla of a Doraisa. The shayla of a Doraisa, we try not to be. I understand that, but it's a serious machlokas aposkin. Maran asas behechlet. So for you, it's out of the question. And the way we suggested in the Ramah, we also ask us at the level of the rice if it's really cold. So we would note in that direction, the very first year. So therefore, I'm not a big fan of the with Goy. B'di'evet, as we pointed out last time, any sheet that we can make along B'di'evet, so that, but not the Chathchila. I wouldn't want to do it the Chathchila. Fine. I feel compelled to at least mention something, which I don't have time to go into, Barichas. We had discussed at the opening shiur about the issue of the just before Shabbos being a possibility of an Isser Hachzara. It's not treated as Shia, it's treated as Hachzara. If it's just before Shabbos, remember the Tosfos in the first daf in Parakira. There's an issue as to why that should be so. The Ran made fun of it. It's ridiculous. It's Mutar Yom HaShemesh. Everything is Mutar. There's no Bishul, no Nirkam of Asher. The answer, of course, is the Tosfos L'Shitasam, we said. It's Asa Mishem Shem Yechata B'Gacholim. And don't put it so close to Shabbos. Shem Yechata on Shabbos. That's his point. But there's a rush that we never looked into. I feel bad. Just Rosh Hiprokim in the Rosh. Can't read the whole thing, but just for a minute. The Rosh is in the Siman Beis. It's page 6b. It's the top of the second column. It's bracketed. He also asks to place it on just before Shabbos. But he doesn't say, Shem yechata b'gacholim b'Shabbos. He gives a different answer. His different answer in the fourth line. Also lachzira, otu Shabbos. Don't be machzir on Shabbos, lest you be machzir, excuse me. Don't be machzir close to Shabbos, lest you be machzir on Shabbos. I ain't goes with gzera l'gzera. Zok the Rosh. V'kula chada gzerahi. It's one of the same Zera. So writes the Rush. So now there's a whole different possibility that maybe it's usher to do Hakzara just before Shabbos, not because you hold Shem Yechata B'Gacholim. Maybe for all we know, Hakzara is usher because of Nirekim of Ashel. Afal Pikein, they made a Kulachad Xerahi to ask the Erev Shabbos just before Shabbos, Otu Shabbos itself. So it would appear at first glance. However, at second glance, I'm going to be Mekatza now, it's not the case. Had the Isser on Shabbos been because of Nirekim of Ashel, there'd be no possibility of making a Gzera just before Shabbos. What's the proof? The proof is, what do you do? What do? We do this all the time. We are meniach lechatchila just before Shabbos, mamash, just before Luch Peshit. Oh, quick, take stuff from the fridge, put on the blech. Rabbeinu Shalom, we had the same kind of gzera. Last minute before Shabbos, up to Shabbos. And yet we don't pass in the way that Mishnah Berurah is mekel on the Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah is mekel, what we will call hanocha me'erev Shabbos. Hanocha, the last minute before Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah is mekel lehedja in this shayla. Although in Rishonim it's a whole tumult, there's a long agos Mordechai about it. I can't go into the details now. You'll look it up. It's page Ayin Tes and Beis in the Mordechai. But the Mishnah Berurah is mekel lemaisa in this shayla, based upon the Bi'ur Agra and other sources. If you take a look in the, I don't know if we have time to go into all the sources. The Balaz were mekel in that shayla. So what's Pshat Taka? Why is that so? Why is that so? Take a look at Mishnah Berurah Ayin Beis just for a minute. Resh Nun Gimel Ayin Beis in Mishnah Berurah. That's page 40. Page 40. Here's the chumah that we saw earlier about Erev Shabbos close to Shabbos. Musamach Kach, that you couldn't heat it up from scratch. Says the Mishnah Berurah, it's bracketed here, Ayin Beis. Okay. Hainu Rak, Linin de Bina Gruf of Ketumah of Shabbos. Aval Inin Daito Lahar, Zimishlan Yinichal Gabikaka, if it is a fire, covered fire, Lo Beina Bezer. Tosin Shabbos Vagra, Beshema Rush. It's a dispute whether Rush holds, no time to go into it now. That's what we learn from Pshat. Why? Here's my Pshat. You can say Kula Chara Gzeira, that you can't say. What does kula chara gzeira mean? That the Isser itself is a gzeira. If the Isser itself is a gzeira, then we can say kula chara gzeira. Because the gzeira on Shabbos, the gzeira 10 minutes before Shabbos, it's kula chara gzeira. But the Isser on Shabbos is not a gzeira. It's also why? Because the Nirek and Mavashel, then it's apparent from the Gra, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes it, they're not going to make a gzeira up to that. You can't say kula chara gzeira, that's not a gzeira at all. And so it's a gzera utu with the Rabbana, we don't find such a thing. So you see from this whole mahalach that we pass in the halacha lemaisa that hanocha is asur on a covered fire only because of nirek mevashel and not because of shem yichat begecholim. This is the proof I wanted to bring to this yisod. I'm saying it bekitzel, leaving out many of the ma'amakomas, but this is what I wanted to suggest. Rabosai, do you have any questions? Now that I finished the first half of today's shir, I have only 7 minutes to finish the rest, second half. So do you have any questions you want to ask? Please feel free. Please feel free. I'm serious. Talk as much as you want. Your question is more important than what I have to say. Okay. There are no questions. I've mentioned a few important things just in conclusion. One of them is very relevant to this, to what you're doing. Smicha. We haven't talked about smicha yet. Does it count for smicha? Is this part of the smicha program? So smicha in the Gemara is mal lismoch. Doesn't mean can you give smicha? It means, which is that's a shver shayla. That's lo efshita. That's also lo efshita. Mal lismoch means can you put something near the fire on Shabbos? It's a question of what the Gemara shayla is on Shabbos and before Shabbos. The riff in his riots back and forth is clearly assuming talking about erev Shabbos, not Shabbos. Why not? Well, the Moses is talking about Shabbos. So if you look in the Narsameach and logistics. Elaborate upon a little bit, extrapolate and change a little bit, but the Yisod is as follows. If the Yisr on the Shab, on Hachzor, is Shem Yechata B'Gacholim, you can understand well why Smicha is Momut. Because Smicha, it's off to the side, less chance of Yechata B'Gacholim. However, if the Yisr is because of Nirek and Mevashel, then the presumption is, there's no way that Smicha is any more Kal than Al Gaba. Hence, the Rif L'Shitoso, that learns like the Rambam, that Chazara b'Shabbos is also because of Nirek b'Vashel. It's impossible to learn Ma'al Lismach on Shabbos. Must be on Erev Shabbos and Erev Shabbos only. The Balamor and others who learn that Hanocha, that Chazara is also what? Because of Shem B'Yachat B'Gecholim. So they can say that the Gemara Zibaya is talking about Hakzara b'Shabbos, and hence there's no riot passing against Chananya. For those who learn the sugya of the Ritarif and the Ran, etc. So then he ran about this topic as well. So what's the bottom line? What should be the Din Rabosai? By smicha, by hanocha lechatchil. And it's not so much a little halacha l'maaseh mamash, but it's good to helps us to clarify some of the things we spoke about. What should the din be, Rav Asa? What should it be, according to everything I said until now? What should the din be?
Just to clarify, I didn't see it, so you take something out of the refrigerator.
Right, on Shabbos, put it near the fire.
And the fire is covered.
Fire is covered. Near the fire. What should it then be? I'm not sure it has to be covered,
Frank. Right?
It's off to the side, I'm not sure. But it's covered.
And
yeah, it's covered.
It's on the black,
but it's off. I'm saying you're not putting it on the fire, you're not onto the side. So I'm not. Right. If it's us, we suggested according to some pasuk, Hachzara is mut. Smicha Hachzara might be mut.
Then for
sure, I'm not going to. What's it? What should it then be? Everybody said, what should it then be? Let's put two and two together. We said. The Hanachal Chalchil also. Why? We explain why. Why is Hanachal? We don't hold like a man of time. For us, Hanachal Chalchil also. Why? Nirek Mevash. We call it Nir Sameach that when it comes to Nirek Mevash, there's no head to Smicha whatsoever. So put two and two together. What should it then be by Smicha, by Hanachal Chalchil? It should be Asur. For sure it should be Asur. No, it is. It's right next to the fire.
So it's right next to the fire.
If you look in the Magen Avraham in Simon Reish Nun Gimel, that's back in the 26s, the very beginning. Reish Nun Gimel, Sif Cotton Hay talks about Smicha. So the Shulchan Aruch writes here in Sif Aleph, Vafilu Ena Grufa Ktuma. Muta lismach lakdera b'samach chutzala. Okay, muta. Says the Magen Avraham Sifkaten Hey, quotes a Rambam, that Shabbos is also lismach, b'ein agrufa, that the Gemara Zibai is only, this is what we said from the Rif. Lo havi elaverim Shabbos, ayin magamishna b'shem asha b'rif, right? Aval isvarashniya. What's a svarashniya? Chananya. Shari afilu b'shabbos. What does that mean? The Magen Avraham is saying, for the Chananya, something is mutter. And the Ramah said something, what is mutter? The Machlok is. Huh? Dachuot Chananya. Ulai has Tzvaradim Dachuot Chananya. Gam the feed of Ramish, they are the Shulchan Aruch. HaRamah posek kimo Chananya. Okay? So according to Tzvarashim and Chananya, even b'Shabbos, it's shari. What's shari? So the bottom you see, Rabbi Kiva Eger, and the Dogma Miravava, he quotes the Miravava, and argues on him. The Dogma Miravava means it's afilus mach b'Shabbos. And he says, Eino Ken, Chilas quotes Arasa, Eino Ken. So Machlok is what the Magen Avraham meant. The Dogma Miravava said, even Hanacha b'Tchila is mutter according to Chananya. Rabbi Kivega said it's impossible. I don't have time to go into the textual fight that you have over here based on the Gemara, the Flamed Zion, the Shtei Chiras Smucho Zelazeh. I just don't have the time. But what's the lumpness over here? So Bekitzer, to make a long story very short, I thought that Rabbi Kivega was right. Kivega was right. What does the Rama mean? Let's take a look at the Rama. Let's look together in the Rama. Sifhei, they're all quoted in the Ramah. The Magen Avraham appealed to the Ramah. Obviously, whatever Pshat we learn in the Magen Avraham has to be based upon the Ramah. What did the Ramah say? B'sof Simen Zeh. Let's take a look. Sof Simen Zeh. And see what the Ramah said. The Ramah is the very end. Ukvar nizbar. The Ramah says, Ukvar nizbar. It's page 26p. It's over here. The Ramah says in 26p, it says you can take Kederis. In my Kederis, Hadayin Chamin Mutter, La'amidon Eitzel Tana Beisachorf. Sounds like a kind of a smicha. Achashin is borrowed the Tanurim Shlano Yeshem din Kira, Smicha Bekira Shena Grufa Ktuma. Kidin Grufa Ktuma in the Sina Aleha. Ukvonus boer shenagul hakol bechazara b'shabes afinich agabe karka. For what din lismach betaner she'enol gara fakatum hold akner dan cham v'vushikol tzokop chenaminik pasha lahati. This is the very last ramah in Simon Reish Nun Gimel, a very long Simon. What's he driving at? I'll give you my pshat. My pshat. It's Rabbi Kivegas pshat. Abaisai, it should really be awesome. We just said before, smich is awesome because of what? Because it's nirekim avasha. When it comes to, let's just take that back. Hanochem et chil is awesome because of nirekim avasha. When it's nirekim avasha, smich is of no use. So put two and two together, should be absolutely awesome. You're right! It should be usur. Whenever you're going to give it a status of anocha, in fact, it is usur. So what's the Ramah saying at the end of Sif Reshna Gimel? No. Ukvon is boil, shenagu, lahachal, bechazar, b'shabas, hafinich, b'kaka. Why? Because we base ourselves on that Ran / Yerushalmi that says that our anocha is treated as achzara. That's pshat in the Ramah, end of the Simen. Aha! So in principle, it's correct that anoch smicha banocha mitchila is aser. Lemaisa smicha banocha mitchila would be mutter according to the minhag Ramah based on the Yerushalmi that our anocha is treated as chazaris. That's pshat. That's a biki vegas pshat. It's emes lamita. Gvaldik. Look at the bialocha simhei. It's unclear which way he's going. A little bit unclear. Unclear. Not perfectly clear, but I think one can interpret it in this light as well. That's what I think. Smicha should not be done by Nacha because we are trying to be machmer against the Ramah. Tov lahachon the Ramah says.
Does the contrast that with the machaber is keneged hamidurim?
So keneged hamidurim is it's far away. It's true. It's clear in the poskim that keneged hamidurim is further away than smicha. The rabbi is asking a very good question. How do we distinguish between keneged hamidurim and smicha? That's a very legitimate question. Right? Keneged hamidurim. How precisely do we distinguish between one and the other? For example, the Ran says keneged hamidurim is ein derech bishul klal. We saw that. That was the Ran we saw. That's that famous, the famous Ran. Famous Ran. So that obviously there's a difference between smicha and keneged hamidurim. I'm not sure precisely.
They're not the same, no?
They're not the same. One is closer, one is further. That's why.
What's smicha, what's keneged? It's not the same.
Not the same. Clearly not the same.
Close to the fire?
Smicha is right next to it. And keneged means further away. You ask me how many inches is the difference? I don't know. You have any idea?
But
then obviously that's the whole assumption, the whole
Mishnah Berurah himself.
The Mishnah Berurah makes a distinction between exactly.
It has to be
Rochok Ktzas. There's the answer. Ktzas. Baruch Hashem, the answer. It means Ktzas. Okay, Rabosai. There's so much more to be discussed, but I don't like to go later than I should. I'll just take a few questions and then we'll
okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry,
yeah, yeah.
Talking about putting
alright, so we'll just end with this. This will be our final discussion for today. The things, a lot, sliding things on the blech. Alright, we'll end with this. The blech has three parts: on the fire, off the fire, Yatzel Lettuce Bow, and beyond Yatzel Lettuce Bow. In the corner, the remote corner, if it's a very big blech. So we mentioned a little bit. We did mention a little bit. The remote corner of the blech is a machloekas. What status does that have? Is that considered al gabi or esh or not al gabi? Is it considered al or not? Some say it's so far removed. It's like it's in China, and others say no. It's on one big blech. The blech is one big unit. Even that's a problem. Rav Shimonite has a whole discussion of this issue. Now, since I'm not sure who's right, we should be mach. Remember, there's a famous Chazanish. Chazanish says, don't put something in a tanur, even if it employs a point beyond Yatzaleres. Ein mosrin cholecha torosu biyodo. Everyone will make it, you're going to miss the line. You cross the line by mistake. So therefore, you can't do that. So some poskim extend the Chazanish to a situation of the remote corner of the blech. In my opinion, whether you can or cannot do that will depend upon precisely this. Is al gabe ha-blech considered off to the side, is that considered to be smicha or is it considered to be al gaba? If it's considered to be al gaba, So then the Chazon Ish Isser applies. Al Gaba is the same as Tocha. The Ma'aseh is basically fundamentally the same. But if you're going to view a part of the black that's not on the fire as smicha, you have to be matter it if it's not yet to let it smell. Otherwise, you have to ask until China. So you have to be matter it. So that's what I think depends upon this child. How do we treat the other part of the part of the blech that's not on the fire? According to the machmirim, they're presumably assuming it's considered to be on. It's like other tibbets on the fire, and therefore it's us, even the remote corner. And those who's considered to be smicha, presumably we matter it in the remote corner. Even Hanacha, I presume that way. That's what they're talking about, if I understand correctly. That's my understanding. I mean, it can be Hachzara. Hachzara, Manashach. Take it up, you put it down, you put it on the middle of the blech. It's coming from the fridge. That's called Hanacha. That's what we're talking about, Hanacha. Oh. Now, can you slide a pot from the part which is off the fire to the part that's on the fire? So Rav Shimon Ida says it's Mutter. Logora Mikira Acheres. Get an impression from that expression of Rabbi Eider that he considers the part which is off the fire to be on the fire. It's like from Kira to Kira. I think that is the Ikir Adin. That is the Ikir Adin. Had it not been that way, had we viewed the other part of the blech to be smicha, it's very complex. Whether you're allowed to move something from what we call mismicha le'al gaba. Mismicha le'al gaba. So that's a complicated story. Complicated story. It's not so simple. It's complicated. Again, I'm not going into all the prot. I want to point out to that I found after long years after we went to this the first time, with Rabbi Ida Sefer, a new Guvaldiga Sefer came out. Meiridiga Sefer. It's called the Orchos Shabbos. If you have it, it's tremendous. Really a great Sefer. They quote the Kondor Rabbi Yashiv, Shalita, the entire blech is considered Al Gabi Ha'esh. And you can't even put something in the remotest corner. Based upon the Chumra Chazon Ish. Me'idach Isa, you can move from that remote corner to the part which is Yad to let us go. Because it's a cool also. Since Ahmad chose right, I want to be machmer both ends. I want to say you cannot take from the fridge and put it on the remote corner. But if it's the remote corner, I would not let you slide it onto the Ika part of the blech.
What if it was on the fire on Leil Shabbos and then it would move to the remote corner?
In
other words, it's partially relying on the ground, even if it's on the floor, it's okay. But that from A, meaning the part directly over the fire to the remote corner, at least you'll say that is one notch better than Karka.
It's two notches better than Karka. Safsel is one notch better than Karka. This is two notches better. Half LP cane, if it's less than Yatza Lettuce Bowl, and you know it's less than Yatza Lettuce Bowl, it's a problem. If you don't know, you think it's the Yatza, and you make a mistake, then I think there's much more room to be made, because you know, you weren't Messiah Das, it's considered Abzor, not Anochim. But if you purposely put it to the far corner, where you know from past experimentation, less than Yatza Lettuce Bowl, it's hard for me to be Makel. If Rabbi Cohen is Makel, I accept, you know, his sheet as being a legitimate sheet. Right. This is right. Okay. Good. Any more questions before we bring the series of shiurim to an end? Yes.
Yes, Rabbi. I mean, in general, we said because the case can be ekiv bashal, but the burners today, you have four burners, for example, and the one lit is in the back. You put now the back on top of it. So how is the ekiv bashal? Can't be seen at all. So the naked eye.
Well, everyone sees it as a blech, and everyone knows there's a fire in one part of the blech.
I didn't know where it is.
So you don't know. Still, I would say it is derek bashal. That's what I would say. Thank you very much for listening. I appreciate all your good questions. Every time I hear new things, and it's a schus again to be team teaching with Rabbi Haber Shalifa. That's the biggest schus.